We are joined here in the media center with our number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle rider, Andrew Hines. His time of 6.849 seconds at 194.83 miles per hour during the final round of qualifying took him back up to the top spot. Andrew, talk about today and the battle it took to get that green hat.
Well, we had a good motorcycle today. Left the starting line with same 60 foot each session, which happened to be my two best of the season, I believe. So got a hold of the starting line out here in Chicago, and the track is really good for us. So took a little bit of a brain scratching over the night last night to figure out how to get it off the starting line after our disastrous Q2. But all in all, the guys are doing a great job. You know, it's a repeatable motorcycle, and I can go out there with confidence to attack the tree, and feeling really good about tomorrow. Always love racing here at Route 66, and one of my favorite tracks on the tour with how the stadium's designed for the grandstands, and all around, always happy to come back to Joliet. So it's always nice to leave here with a green hat, even though my son stole it.
Was that change minute that you made, or was it a big one?
Oh, we threw everything at it. I talked to my dad earlier today. He's back at home telephone tuning with us and the flat track team, and I told him everything that I wanted to do, and he's like, wow, that's like 56 changes. So it all worked out. I just kind of went back to some older notes, what we were running last year when we had track conditions similar to this. All through the countdown, we had a really good tracks last year, and this is about on par with what we had last year. So just using some of the old notes and some new transmission ratios that we brought this weekend. So it rides really smooth and really fast. It's nice to get down the track quick.
You had to wait a long time for that final run.
That was like a marathon session. Yeah. So you know, we rolled up here, and once they told us to turn around and go home, I had all the bike guys were going out the back of the staging lanes. I said, hey, let's make a parade out of this thing. So we decided to go up the return road and at least show off for the fans that we were here and ready to go. Then unfortunately listened to all the oil downs, and all the fans had to endure all that extra time, downtime. But hey, it's nice to run late at night. We can put up better ETs and run kind of under the lights. We don't get to do that as much. So for a pro stock motorcycle class, it's a different scenario. It's fun, you know.
Does that help your tuning there?
It changes the tuning. You know, we always have to adjust for weather conditions, and the track was as tight as we could ask for. You see guys running around the starting line with the grippo meters. Well, we kind of have that with our handlebars in the front ends because the tire patch on there, you can kind of feel how tight the track is, and, you know, you can tell it's really, really good. So we just have a setup right now that looks like it's pretty consistent from greasier track conditions to good track conditions. So we're happy with how the street rod's performing and getting a 60-foot with my bike. So working on Ed's bike still, but hey, at least we got our Harleys near the front.
I got a question for you, Dad.
Were you mad when John Forrest crashed and it took a while to clean it up?
I wasn't mad. You know, you always look out for other racers, right? And obviously it costs. It's frustrating when it takes longer, yeah, obviously. But we deal with it. Yeah, it frustrated you? Yeah, you were up in the stands watching that. So, but yeah, we don't like to see that happen, but we waited out, right?
But Stacy Safari did a good job, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, young man. Did you give your dad any advice to make sure you got the green hat tonight?
He just gave it to me.
No, what advice did you give me to make sure I got the green hat?
Oh, yes. Good tree, full throttle, good luck.
Yep. Whenever I leave the pit area, he's been pushing my bike out of the pit area for me, and he always tells me, good light, full throttle, and good luck.
All right. Great. Well, best of luck tomorrow.